The quasi-adiabatic relaxation of halos in the illustrious TNG and Eagle cosmological simulations, by Premvijay Velmani et al. The dark matter content of a gravitationally bound halo is known to be affected by the galaxy and gas it hosts. We characterize this response for halos spanning over four orders of magnitude in mass in the hydrodynamical simulation suites illustrious TNG and Eagle using their default astrophysical models and respective gravity-only counterparts. We present simple fitting functions in the quasi-adiabatic relaxation framework that accurately capture the dark matter response over the full range of halo mass and halo-centric distance we explore. We also study the dependence of this response on several halo and galaxy properties beyond total mass. We show that commonly employed schemes, which consider the relative change in radius RF, Re1 of a spherical dark matter shell to be a function of only the relative change in its mass Mi, MF1, do not accurately describe the measured response of most halos in illustrious TNG and Eagle. Rather, RF Re additionally explicitly depends upon halo-centric distance RF, RVir for halos with virial radius RVir, being very similar between illustrious TNG and Eagle. We also identify a previously unmodeled effect, likely driven by feedback-related outflows, in which shells having RF Re1, i.e., no relaxation, have Mi, MF significantly different from Unity. Our results are immediately applicable to a number of semi-analytical tools for modeling galactic and large-scale structure, baryonification schemes, rotation curves, total mass profiles, etc. We discuss how these results can be extended to build a deeper physical understanding of the connection between dark matter and baryons at small scales. This was the quasi-adiabatic relaxation of halos in the illustrious TNG and Eagle cosmological simulations, by Premvijay Velmani et al.